followed by Prince Shabal, then denials from Percussion, second last Rock the Casbah, and Para Words was in need of the hit out, finishing back last.
A Diamonds are the winner over San Pablo and Preparito, 102.5 the overall time. Winner has got in by a length of 3.5, separating second and third. Now that previous heat over the 1,050 metres, they are moving the barrier stalls forward. The remainder of the heats over the 740 metres. We'll take a break, back to have a look at the runners in heat 11 very shortly.
Badly bruised face on Instagram, claiming his brother beat him. Hackett was arrested at his parents' home on the Gold Coast yesterday after his father, Nev, called police when he was stabbing a chopping block repeatedly with a knife. His brother, Craig, spoke to media yesterday, telling them Grant was a completely different person and his family have run out of answers to help him deal with what's become a chronic problem. Hackett wasn't sporting the facial injuries when he was released without charge from a Southport watch house. He spoke to media saying he wasn't great and probably needed to seek medical treatment. A man in his 60s has died after becoming trapped by a tractor on a property near Narromine last night in central New South Wales. And an integrity body is set to be created to oversee greyhound racing in New South Wales with the recommendation from an independent panel which was established by former Premier Mike Baird to help advise the government on how to reform the industry. The panel's report is due to be released by Gladys Berejiklian today and is understood to recommend the creation of Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission that will be separate from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. In sport, Australia's 2020 stand-in skipper Aaron Finch has admitted it's not ideal to be missing several test stars from the side, but it gives other guys a great opportunity. Finch is looking forward to working underneath a fresh coaching trio of Justin Langer, Ricky Ponting and Jason Gillespie. The three-game series against Sri Lanka begins tomorrow. It follows a 5-wicket defeat to the Prime Minister's 11 last night in Canberra. Ben Hunt says the Dragons are the furthest thing from his mind as he gets ready for his last season in the Broncos' colours. The halfback agreed to a 6-year
Welcome back
with
to Sky Thoroughbred Central as we get through the heat set to Ramley, the next of the heats over the 740 metres, and a couple was really taking note of here. They include Daisy Doom and Russian Revolution. Can't wait to see him back at the trials. Pretty all-conquering in his first prep. But we'll start off with Blowing Kisses. She's got pedigree in spades, this set girl. Reduced choice out of a Group 1 winner in Eskimo Queen. She's had the three starts. She was a winner on debut at Canterbury. Had a couple of trials, then went to Wyong and finished second in a Class 1 behind that big mare of Damien Lane's in Kate's Pearl. And then they took her immediately to stakes level at Mooney Valley in the Crockett Stakes. She was beaten 10 lengths back in October. She was spelled after that. More than a fair start to her career. She's back for a first trial this time in. Daisy Doom. She's a lovely mare this by Doomsday. She's had seven starts. She's won five of them. She just continued to take the next step last preparation. So seven starts overall, five wins. She won a 75 rating race at Randwick, went to Rosehill and won an 84 when she dropped back in distance. That was in November. She won a trial at Randwick on January 27. This is her second trial back. Dream Force is closely related to the stablemate Blowing Kisses out of Eskimo Queen. Has won three of five with two minors and still an entire this fella. They'd be hoping to pick up Black Type or better, no doubt, with that sort of pedigree backing him up. Now, Golden Organic is out. Daisy Doom not running, unfortunately, just hearing down the line. Don't miss all the excitement. Golden Organic ran yesterday, so not running here. But we'll go down to High Heaven, then a daughter of High Chaparral out of Pure Grace. Yet to see her under race conditions. Only trials she finished last in October of last year, a break. And she's back again at the trials. Kimberly Star showed plenty of promise early doors, this mare. She can be a little bit hit and miss and hard to catch, but she has got talent on the day, there's no doubt about it. She has pocketed $380,000 and some change for her connections after just 19 starts. Now, Multitude is the son of Lonro, who was 15 at Grafton Guineas, went back to Hawkesbury and won, then placed at his next two at Canterbury behind More Than Fabulous and also Signposted over the 1900. spread to get up over a trip, and he did last time in. Now, here's Russian Revolution. Now, didn't he? They continued to raise the bar, and he continued to jump it. He won a Canterbury Maiden. He went to Randwick and won. He won the Group 3 Bain Stakes after leading them up. He then was taken back to the trials a couple of times. He won the Roman Consul and then was beaten two in the Coolmore Stud Stakes behind Flying Artie and Astern in that thrilling finish. He's a magnificent individual, this, and not only has he got the looks, he's got the talent to match. Now, Sought After is out, so that leaves us then with Vinnie Power for John Thompson, daughter of I Am Invincible, who's fairly consistent and honest. She's only really blotted the copybook once or twice. Her form around the provincials when last in work was quite good, with a win and a string of placings. She last ran on September 17 at Newcastle. She was spelled. A quiet trial this time in. First time in. We might see more from her this morning. Okay, so there they are, milling around behind the gates. All eyes particularly here on Russian Revolution and what exactly the Snowdens might have mapped out for this fellow.
The track's a good four. We had 15 mils of rainfall on it.
Would be anyone's guess at this point because they've got options aplenty. He's won four of his five starts. His only defeat was two lengths in a Coolmore Stud Stakes behind Flying Artie at Group 1 level. He is a talent, to say the least. All right, about to link in for the 11th heat of the morning. Here's Darren.
Yeah, he certainly is a nice talent, Russian Revolution. Good to see him back at the trials. Russian Revolution's last run was in the Coolmore at Flemington on the 29th of October. So here we go, start of a autumn campaign for him. And Russian Revolution about to go forward. Next in line will be Blowing Kisses, Hugh Bowman.
Yes, the glorious.
And High Heaven being led up towards the gates now. High Heaven.
Tell us all of them in a moment. Peter, he never lets us down, does he?
And Dream Force, with Ty England riding, is the last to go forward. Riders out of the saddle on Vinnie Power. Christian Reith just standing up on the side of the gates at the moment.
That'll get back to the big fella.
So they're all in.
Good on you, Peter.
Jockey's just getting adjusted, and when everything's right there, they'll let them go. There's a fair bit of movement in these gates. A lot of fidgety horses.
Magnificent day. I'm in Newcastle.
A lot of interest here in the return of Russian Revolution.
Actually, but blue skies.
Things seem to have calmed a bit now.
They said on the news a short time ago about 31 or 32 on the coast. So it'll be a nice warm day, mate.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Now, the first day today, Ron, 2200 metre race. Got a full field. Now, two red.
Just
Viking,
waiting for
three Mac Missile 460.
Everybody to be in agreement that they're right
now,
to
five,
go.
Strike me lucky, six,
it's time to go now. Russian Revolution's jumped away very well, and he's going to lead very comfortably in the early part. The queued up behind Kimberly Stars on the improve, very deep is High Heaven. Towards the inside, Dream Force, and right underneath it is Multitude, followed then by further back to Vinnie Power and Blowing Kisses, the last one. But Russian Revolution in front. He's got himself pretty hot here this morning, Russian Revolution, but going boldly in the lead from Kimberly Star, followed then by Dream Force and Vinnie Powers closing off. But Russian Revolution with the ears pricked, 150 out from Kimberly Star, not pushed, nor is Vinnie Power. And Russian Revolution's going to do it pretty easily here this morning, but he was all lathered up. Kimberly Star second, High Heaven's closed off well into third, in front of Vinnie Power, followed up by Dream Force, then Blowing Kisses and Multitude was the last in. Russian Revolution. Good to see the colt back. He was able to win four in his first preparation, including the Group 2 Roman Consul at Randwick back on the 1st of October, and showing great speed out of the gates, as he did that day when he won the Group 2. He is pricked, and nice work there. Kimberly Star was pretty quietly ridden up the straight, not really being knocked about. And High Heaven has been able to close off from back in the field and making some headway. But Gab, I don't think anybody's been let down there by the return trial of Russian Revolution here this morning.
Yeah, you're spot on, Darren. He's currently a $26 chance for the new market. They've got options galore. The Newgate team, China Horse Club, Go Bloodstock, the Snowdens, of course, trained this guy. Only finished out of the placings once, and that was in a Group 1 when he was beaten two lengths. He was very warm out there. You can see the sweat down the neck of him. He's a free, bold, front-running type, as we've seen. He loves to put himself up there with tremendous gate speed on the pace, and Despite getting pretty fizzy, his natural ability accounted for the remainder of his rivals this morning. Kimberly Starr's effort was good. We know she's a talent on her day, but she can be a little bit hard to catch. But she has pocketed nearly $400,000 for her connection. She's a very honest mare, and there'll be wins in store for her this prep on the strength of that. She closed that margin with about a length on the line, and then High Heaven was back in third place. A four-year-old daughter of High Chaparral, who showed tremendous improvement from what we saw at a first trial going back to October of last year. That third place mare, Anthony Cummings, tipped her out after that, and obviously that spell has done her the world of good. Quite often, as we know, the High Chaparrals take a little bit of time. Obviously that girl falls into that category as well. But he was the one that we were keen to see with a big autumn preparation ahead, and he didn't let us down. Russian Revolution.
In a green set there, right to go. It's time to go now. Russian Revolution's jumped away very well, and he's going to lead very comfortably in the early part. Queued up behind Kimberly Stars on the improve, very deep is High Heaven. Towards the inside, Dream Force, and right underneath it is Multitude. Followed then by further back to Vinnie Power and Blowing Kisses, the last one. But Russian Revolution in front. He's got himself pretty hot here this morning, Russian Revolution, but going boldly in the lead from Kimberly Starr. Followed then by Dream Force and Vinnie Power's closing off. But Russian Revolution with the ears pricked. 150 out from Kimberly Starr, not pushed, nor is Vinnie Power. And Russian Revolution's going to do it pretty easily here this morning, but he was all lathered up. Kimberly Starr second. High Heaven's closed off well into third. In front of Vinnie Power, followed up by Dream Force and Blowing Kisses, and Multitude was the last in.
Yep, he's a class act, he oozes it. Russian Revolution, the winner over Kimberly Starr and High Heaven. Much will be made of that heat in the coming days, particularly as perhaps he goes towards a race like the Newmarket. 43.2 was the time, and a length by a length were the margins. All right, the next two heats, take note, have been combined because we had a number of scratchings out of heat number 13, which sort of decimated that. So wisely, they are going to be combined, and this is the look of now heat number 12. So there'll be no heat 13, we'll go 12 to 14. But Alto, let's have a look at to this filly, a daughter of Piero out of Miss Mooney Mooney. Pardon me. Couldn't mum gallop? She was a stakes winner. She was placed multiple times at group level. I'm pretty certain that the late Tony Wildman might have trained her initially before she went to Lee Friedman. Miss Mooney Mooney, she's had a couple of foals for the races for one winner. Now, this girl trialled on September 19 of last year behind Jordan and Lucky Louie at Randwick over the 850 metres. Was beaten a fair way, and John Thompson tipped her out. And after a spell, she returns to the trials for the first time this preparation. Absolutely perfect. The daughter of Exceed and Excel out of Comical Smile. Her mum's been a bit of a star in the breeding barn. Six foals to race. She's produced five winners. This is the half to Smart Missile, Surge Ahead, and Kiss from a Rose. So, like a couple of them that we've seen this morning, these 2 year olds, they've got plenty of pedigree to back them up. A homebred for Guri, James Cummings trains. And we go to Devolving for Ronnie Quinton. First day at the trials in the Cook family colours, daughter of Your Song out of Callaluna. A Mujahid mare who won five races. She's had four foals to race for three winners. Fulang Pula then is the daughter of Medali Adoro out of Bound to Blush. She was stakes placed four times for Guri. They retain this filly. This is the first foal. And Shelly Zoe for Gay and Adrian, owned by John Singleton, along with a number of others. Daughter of Fastnet Rock out of Urban Grove. She only had three starts, mum, but she did win two of them. It's the first foal and her second trial for Shelly Zoe. She was fifth at Randwick behind Lights back in September. She's had a break and she's back. St. Gallen for Michael Friedman, a daughter of Commands out of a General Nadine mare for the China Horse Club. Mum Medrano won one of six. She's had three foals to the races for two winners. And then we go to Oscar Award for Guri, so they're well represented here. Daughter of Sebring out of the Encosta de Lago Mess stage performer. She did show improvement between trials in her first preparation. She didn't do a great deal at Randwick on September 30. However, she closed off nicely behind Champagne Cuddles there on the 11th of October at a second go, which is what you like to see from the babies. Our crown mistress for Gay and Adrian is a grey filly by Star Witness out of a Fastnet Rock mare in Barangaroo, who won two of her 13 starts. It's the second foal, the first to win it. And then we get to another of the Blue Bloods, Shamook. Dream Ahead out of Shamika. What a great filly she was for Gaines. She was three times a Group 1 winner. She won an all-age stakes at TJ and a Coolmore Classic. She was second at an Arrowfield Sudden Stakes. And just as she strutted her stuff at the top level on the track in the breeding barn, she's had five foals to race and they've all been winners. This Bay filly has only had one trial. That was in September where she was beaten five, immediately spelled by Gay Waterhouse, and carries the Emirates Park colours of His Excellency Nasser Luta, the groom with the white sash and cap, of course, that Moss Fun carried to a slipper going back only a few years now. All right, there is Devolving behind the line, trained by Ronnie Quinton for Frank and Christine Cook, and we just await the others to come into shot. So this is for the two-year-old fillies. The two-year-old colts and geldings will follow in heat number 14, and then the last of the trials this morning is a maiden trial for the three-year-olds over the 740 metres. So still no sign of these others coming around. Alto. Piero out of Miss Mooney. Absolutely Perfect is a half to Smart Missile. And then you've got Shamook, a mum of whom won three Group 1s and placed in another. So plenty of high-priced yearlings. Now two-year-olds we're about to see in the 12th heat, combined with the heat number 13, of course, after heat 13, as I say, was decimated by scratching. So sensibly, the team out there have combined these two trials. Okay, so Guri with Absolutely Perfect for Lang Pula and also Oscar Award. Gay and Adrian have had a good morning at the office. They've got Shelley Zoe, our Crown Mistress, and Shamook. John Thompson with Alto. James Cummings, as I say, with Absolutely Perfect. Ronnie Quinton with Devolving. The others are about to join the other two-year-old fillies at the gate, so we can see five of them in shot. Only another four to make their way down to the 740 metres. So today's racing we've mentioned tomorrow on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Of course, Canterbury tomorrow night. During the day, we'll have Ipswich, Ballina, and also Scone. I'll be at the Scone with Gary Harley. The first race up there tomorrow at 20 minutes after 1. Eight races on the program. A crackerjack meeting, too, as a number of horses prepare for a tilt at perhaps at a country championship qualifier. Okay, no sign of these fillies moving up as of yet, so we've got five of them behind the line, another four to join them, but there might be some news coming down the line. We'll just keep you apprised of that, of any news that might be passed on. Okay, so we've been ahead of time with that construction work, but they have been ahead of time purely because of the meeting at Newcastle today, and a number of the key riders here at the trials have also got engagements up there, so they've tried to get these trials done and dusted as quickly as possible so those jocks can get up there up to Newcastle this afternoon. Gary Harley will certainly be on track. We'll just find out who will be on track with Gaz this afternoon, and we'll pass that on, and also a preview time as well. Hearing any news there, so the black and red stripes of Guri behind the line. Now, Sixers out, take notes. Gallon not running, so that was the reason for the hold-up. We were just trying to ascertain whether or not St. Gallon was going to make her way around for the China Horse Club to the start, but she's not. From Darren down the line, so St. Gallon will not be taking her place, unfortunately, here today. Well, she'll be saved for another day, a daughter of commands. All right, about the link in, Heat 12. Let's get to Darren.
So we're down to seven runners now with the combination of Heats 12 and 13. Hugh Bowman's going to ride Oscar Award. Hugh with these white and blue quartered cap. Now at the moment, Absolutely Perfect is on the back foot. Shelly Zoe goes in, Devolving is set. Alto about to go forward along with Shamook. When she got clear in the straight. So Oscar Award and Absolutely Perfect in the primary Guri colours, and Pulang Pula in the red colours, green stripes and armbands. I think she's not a bad filly this. But Absolutely Perfect they're working on at the moment. Very heavily back. His run was enormous on the back. Shamook is being led up wide around. So Shamook is going to go forward.
and he rocketed home to get beat.
Absolutely perfect. His first session of the trials this morning, the filly by Exceed and Excel.
A run the other day. The other one's better drawn and it'll be in front of him. That's why I went.
So just attempting to lead her up into the stalls now.
Third, not without a hope. Fourth, it's only run at Warwick
Looks
Farm.
As though
Farm,
claimed by the she's in.
Family. Started $3.30.
So
that day.
Oscar Award.
Tommy Berry will ride.
Is going forward.
Five, County Cork, a place chance. 3, 1, 8, and 5 in a very hot mate.
And
the
Poolang
okay.
Pula.
Now we go to the
here's the last now.
Gary race 8. And here, pull out numbers 11, 14, and 15.
So a field of 7, heat number 12 and 13 combined.
Now, 2 is Sabio.
740 metres.
Sabio is $2.90. 6 walk ride in 440. 1 Lamazo.
Fillies are about to run. 2-year-old fillies are on their way. Shamook quite out, revved up out of their gates together with Zoe there, Showy Zoe. So not much between the two leaders. Alto in the third position, followed by Poolang Pula. Not too far away then is Oscar Award back on the inside, devolving and absolutely perfect as last. Around the turn, Showy Zoe and Shamook. They are the joint leaders at the top of the home straight, devolving on the fence. Wadarap, Poolang Pula, Alto the outside, and tucked away between horses is Oscar Award. It's Shamook racing to a narrow lead now from Showy Zoe, devolving starting to close up quite well on the inside. Just in front is Shamook from devolving and Showy Zoe. And Shamook, they're under a hole. Is going to win it just from devolving and Showy Zoe. Margin back to Poolang Pula, then Alto deep out towards the inside, absolutely perfect, and Oscar Award. So Shamook showing plenty of speed. Filly by Dream Ahead, having a second trial in a second preparation now, Shamook. But right up on the speed. For a moment, that looked like devolving might go through him in the trial. I don't think it was ever really tested there by Andrew Atkins. That one's trained by Ron Quinton. And devolving just looked as though there was a bit of something there, this filly by Your Song.
2 good seconds last
first
time in.
Day at the trials for three. Devolving Lamazo. And Showy Zoe, who was joint leader with the winner, has run the third filly by Fastnet Rock with Waterhouse and Bot. Margin back to Poolang Pula in fourth spot, but Shamook right up on the speed, taking out the 12th and 13 heats combined.
Yeah, she's magnificently bred, as we alluded to, daughter of Dream Ahead, out of a three-time Group 1 winner in Shamika, bred by Emirates Park, who retained her. There she is outside of the leader, and that was a drastic improvement on her first trial. She finished down the track in a heat over the 850 at Randwick going back to September 19 of last year, and this morning after that break she certainly has strengthened up. She's got a little bit more size about her, still obviously a few things to learn. It was only a second trial, but with that sort of pedigree, you expect them to be pretty good. And as we know, Gay and Adrian like to send their two-year-olds forward and sit up outside of the speed, which she did. Devolving was getting up on the fence, and Showy Zoe in Singo's colours there, and also the yellow cat with the daughter of Fastnet Rock out of Urban Groove, and she's gone quite nicely too over on the inside of Shamook. And also Showy Zoe, and the one getting up on the fence had to dart back there, Devolving. Not easy to do at your first trial. I did like the way that daughter of Your Song out of a Mujahid mare hit the line over on the inside, and really, once the line was reached, there was only about a half a length, a long neck of a half a length separating all three of those fillies over the line. So certainly more than pass marks to 1, 2, 3, and we are just confirming placings on the previous heat at Ramwick Heats numbers 2 and 3 combined. As we go back and have a look at them, but to the blue blood, we'll get this by a slender margin.
About to run. Yeah. Two-year-old fillies are on their way. Shamook wide out, revved up out of the gates together with Zoe there, Showy Zoe. So not much between the two leaders. Alto in third position, followed by Poolang Pula. Not too far away then is Oscar Award back on the inside, devolving and absolutely perfect as last. Around the turn, Showy Zoe and Shamook. They are the joint leaders at the top of the home straight, devolving on the fence. Water up, Poolang Pula. Alto the outside and tucked away
between horses is Oscar Award. It's Shamook racing to a narrow lead now from Showy Zoe. Devolving starting to close up quite well on the inside. Just in front is Shamook from Devolving and Showy Zoe. And Shamook, they're under a hold, is going to win it just from Devolving and Showy Zoe. Margin back to Poolang Pooler. Then Alto deep out towards the inside. Absolutely perfect. And Oscar Award.
So Shamook getting it over Devolving, who was poking through along the inside, and Showy Zoe was between that pair back in third place. So the filly by Dream ahead out of Shamika for Gay and Adrian. Then Good Morning at the Office continues. Devolving, that was nice work at her first go. She'll only take plenty of benefit out of that. And Showy Zoe, as I say, stablemate of the winner of that heat, was splitting them, and the times and margins are there. 43-3, a short neck by a short neck.
The monster.
Heat number 12. In fact, that was 12 and 13 combined. Hope you're enjoying the coverage. Ahead of the time at to Royal Randwick this morning, we'll take a quick break. Back with the final two heats in just a moment.
It's 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
This Sydney Autumn Carnival.
And on VSB Extra Mondays,
you can speak to the very best form analysts.
Yeah, I thought Astronomus represented good value here at $8. A very good Randwick course. He's 2 for 2 here at Randwick.
This Monday at 9.
Call and talk to Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester about all things racing.
Plus, there's updates on all your summer sports action with players and experts.
VSB Extra, this Monday morning at 9.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our great range of offers this autumn carnival. Whether you're a Group 1 punter or an exotics hunter, from the CF4 to the Queen Elizabeth Stakes and everything in between, our offers will get your heart racing. And you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget this autumn carnival on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. You gamble responsibly.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit the atc.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators, and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality sound.
Welcome back. We've got two more hits to come from Randwick, the two-year-old colts and geldings. We've got a couple of scratchings out of this heat, highly influential, and also Open Road are not running. Peter and Paul Snowden have the first two cabs off the rank. Firstly, Assimilate, a son of Sebring out of Jester's Girl, owned by the China Horse Club. Jester's Girl, a commands mare, won two of her 11 starts. The second foal, the first a winner. This fella trialled at Randwick on November 15 behind Curdled and Angel's Boy and finished third, only beaten a length. He was tipped out. He'd done enough. The Snowdens believed then for his first time in, and he's back to their stables and back to the trials this morning. Now, Brave Song, as his name would suggest, is by Your Song, bred by Yarraman Park and owned by Triple Crown Syndications and a big team of owners. Out of a Dr. Fong mare in Brave Choice, who's had two foals to race and both of them have been winners. The half to a Gangster's Choice, this fella. Now, China Gale for Gay and Adrian. I've had the benefit of one start. Was sent out a $14 shot in the Kirkham behind Louisa in October of last year after a pretty good, decent trial at his first go. He sat up on the speed, led them early, and then coming around the corner, he was up outside of the leader and weakened at his first start, beaten 7.5. He was spelled. He had a trial at Kembla, which he won in pretty good style over 800 metres on February 1. He's back this morning. Now, highly influential is out. We go to Key to Glory for Guri, a son of Your Song, out of an Acosta DeLago mare in Above Perfection, who won one of her five starts and also was placed twice. So Mum was lightly raced. She's had three foals to the races, all winners. Branson Abdullah will be on board. Lankan Thero for Gay and Adrian in the famous Tealy Assets colours of Redoute's Choice, Platinum Scissors, Manhattan Rain, all those very good gallopers. A colt by All Too Hard out of Chack Badizi. She was a good mum. She only had 11 starts. She won 8 of them, and the highlight of those.